It was early June 1978. It was a Friday afternoon and I was teaching first years. It was the last class of the year, so there was no point in starting anything new. I asked them to open their Bibles at Psalm 137 and to read it quietly to themselves. It wasn't long before a voice was heard crying in the wilderness at the back of the class, "Hey Rev, this is in the charts. How did it get into the Bible?" The exile in Babylon took place 600 years before the birth of Christ. But Psalm 137, by the rivers of Babylon, was released by Boney M. in 1978. Babylon wasn't such a bad place, with its four great rivers and its beautiful hanging gardens. But it wasn't home. The people of Israel missed the little streets and marketplaces of Jerusalem, and of course they missed the temple. They hadn't the heart to sing the Lord's songs in a strange land. One of my favourite Advent readings is the one where Isaiah says, "Comfort my people. Comfort them. Tell them that their time of service is ended." Speaking words of hope into the sadness of exile. The Lord himself is going to lead his people back to Jerusalem. Every valley will be filled in and every mountain and hill laid low. This is not just about the difficult journey from Babylon to Jerusalem. It's about the inner journey towards a renewal of faith and hope. I often think we can really only understand freedom when we have experienced the lack of it. We can really only understand forgiveness when we have experienced the loss of grace. These images of exile and liberation must surely speak all the more clearly to us this year. Is there some sense in which, like the people of Israel in Babylon, we may also have been offered in this past 9 months an opportunity to rediscover our vocation as the people of God? We have found new ways of praying, new ways of serving, more opportunities to be family together. In a time of crisis, we often find we don't have all the answers. It's then that in the awareness of our own vulnerability, we're drawn to look beyond ourselves for what will give meaning to our lives. Most of the things we hope for are things that we would have taken for granted last year. But perhaps as we look forward to family gatherings, new work challenges, vaccines and vacations, the Spirit of God is also preparing our hearts for a new normal of his own, which is more consistent with our own happiness and with the good of humanity than simply going back to the way it was before.